Okay, Tim Bertolotti, let me tell you a thesis of mine. The reason that Republicans get elected, like Scott Brown, like governors and others in blue state Massachusetts, is that the state is smart, smart voters. And number two, they don't like being taken for granted. And three, they don't necessarily like the old Democratic class. Now, I know I'm going on about this, and you're the pollster, but interestingly, I think that we had a Democratic senator elected because a lot of people showed up to an Obama election party and voted down ticket. Now we have Markey behind substantially in the polls against everybody, and the wagons are circling around him, and I think it's a big mistake. And to conclude, I have a candidate. And I have a candidate, I don't know if he would do it or not, and that is James Taylor. I think James Taylor has gone around. He's been a stalwart of the Democratic Party. He raised $10 million for the Democratic Party the last time around. I think he's a hero in Massachusetts from Stockbridge to Boston. And therefore, I think he's a guy who would get the Democrats out of that old poll box and become much more attractive. What maketh of this, do you think?
A week and a half ago, I would have said, oh, I don't know about that. But now that Ben Affleck has taken himself out of the running, you may be on to something there. I'm not sure. I'm not sure James Taylor would want the headaches.
Well, let's assume for a second, and I can't say any more than I can say, that he would be interested. Then what?
Well, then you've still got a case that you have to make. Celebrities don't always translate very well into politicians. And in this particular set of circumstances, it's really a sprint instead of a marathon. Whenever the vacancy does occur, it'll be a short 145 to 160 days to raise money, get yourself out there, win people's trust. I'm not sure someone from outside the realm of politics and public policy has the time to really convince voters that he or she is up to that kind of challenge.
Well, let me fight with you for a moment. You've done polling on the potential candidates, and everything I'm reading suggests that Markey won't make it. So why would you go with a losing candidate?
Well, he also has $3 million in the bank, more than any other of the potential candidates who have been cited thus far. And so it doesn't take very long, it doesn't take very many ad buys to build up your name recognition. We're talking about a state that rejected a sitting senator by a large margin, even if you factor out the higher turnout, the down ticket voting from on behalf of President Obama. None of that sentiment has changed since November 6th. And so I'm not sure Scott Brown is as unbeatable as you make him out to be. I'm not sure we need the Taylor option to make this a competitive race.
Okay, so we'll mark that down as we disagree. And as for money, let me tell you, James Taylor can walk into any stadium from here to China to Australia. And that $3 million may seem like a lot to you, but it's not really when you come to superstardom. And he's a very serious guy. I've talked politics with him a number of times, and he really is on the right side of the paradigm. I mean, he really understands what it is that this world needs. And I think he would be an extremely attractive candidate to the voters of Massachusetts. But we may never know. And I would hate to say this to you, Tim Bertolotti, that at the end of the day, I would have to turn around to you after Markey loses and say, I'm so sorry that I told you so.
Well, we'll have to wait and see on that. And in terms of the Taylor candidacy, listen, as a political observer, I would be fascinated by the race. I'm just not sure that's going to come to pass. If you're launching the Draft James Taylor movement,
indeed I am.
Okay, I'm part of history. Well done.
Yes, you are. And so the president says that he'll come in. And he knows he's done some real damage here, because by appointing Kerry, he opens up that seat and he'll come in and he'll campaign for Markey or for whoever. How does that work? I mean, do presidents coming in make a difference?
It depends. In 2009, President Obama campaigned to try and save the candidacies of nominees for governor of Virginia and New Jersey, and the Republicans won both of those races.
Yeah.
So I think the other promise that the president has made is he will raise money for the Democratic nominee in this race, and that may be more meaningful than having the president out there campaigning. We do have to keep in mind, though, he just carried the state by double digits in a presidential
sure.
election, and he will have a somewhat muted, but he will have a honeymoon period of sorts as he starts his second term. He's gotten a little bump in the polls in terms of job approval and favorability. So that may help. Keep in mind, in the last special election, it was a year into his presidency, and health care reform was already dividing the country. I think we have a different set of circumstances. So even in terms of being on the stump, it may help to have him. It'll certainly help to have him raise money, for sure.
And Deval Patrick, his role in this, can you explain this to our listeners? He gets to appoint a seat warmer, and in the past, and the last time he did it, he said, you can't run, Paul Kirk, you can't run. We need your promise that you won't run for the seat. You'll just be sitting there for a couple of days, as you put it. But if Deval Patrick, for example, a very good friend of James Taylor, by the way, were to appoint somebody like Taylor and not put that promise in place, that would be immensely helpful, wouldn't it?
It would, but Governor Patrick made an interesting point a couple of weeks ago when Kerry's nomination was announced, and it's this: a sitting senator has a hard time running for election. And so that underlies his logic that he would appoint a caretaker.
Well, a lot of people, Tim Bersolotti, a lot of people, in fact, are sitting senators and certainly run for re-election, right?
But not in such a compressed cycle, this a few months period of time, and depending on who the individual is, maybe someone who still needs to introduce himself or herself to some extent. And so I think Patrick will stick to that pledge to appoint a caretaker. And there have been some interesting names tossed out there. Senator Kennedy's widow, Victoria Reggie Kennedy, has said she doesn't want to run, but she'd be interested in an interim post. Barney Frank, now unemployed, the longtime congressman from the 4th District who chose not to seek re-election, that's another name that's tossed around out there. Michael Dukakis, the former governor for presidential nominee.
He could ride up in his tank.
But he has a teaching gig at UCLA in the
spring semester. Yeah.
And so he said it's highly unlikely he'd take it.
But well, he'll take it if he gets offered it. The question
if
is, would
he gets offered it. But I think the caretaker approach is the one that the governor's going to follow at this point.
Well, it's always wonderful to contest with our brilliant friend, Tim Bersolotti, professor of political science at Western New England University, as well as the head of the poll. And Tim, when we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you about polling, okay?
Look forward to it.